David, do you sense that something is up with people? They're just not acting right?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at world events, the people are looking now in the face at something that's been going on all along behind their backs and behind the scenes, i.e. that a tiny few people are running this planet as their own personal fiefdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming into plain sight now. And when you take into account that this, what I'm talking about, this vibrational change that's starting to help to wake people up quicker, and lots of people now have. I mean, when I look at the numbers who would look even once, never mind twice, at this information 20 years ago, and now I look at the numbers now, there is a fantastic, this awakening is not only not an illusion, it's real. I've experienced it. It's happening all over the world. I'm being invited now into countries that I never thought I would be, in Eastern Europe and places like that, because they're all starting to have this desire to know what's going on. And funny enough, you know, how many people have gone through their lives over the years without asking the big questions? Who are we? Where are we? What are we doing here? Who actually runs the world? And more people are interested in these questions for a number of reasons, and not least because the world now is appearing more and more frightening, more and more chaotic, more and more, oh my God, what's happening? That's making people ask these questions as well. And when you start to look at the information, you start to realize that it's obvious what's happening. A cabal is running the world and pushing the world in a direction that gives it more and more and more power. And you see, what this cabal does is it pushes the gate, and if there's no resistance, then it pushes it harder.
They keep pushing. That's right.
Yes. And, you know, when we've got a situation when the banks, the banking system, which, as I've shown in my books in great detail, is actually a cartel controlled by a handful of families under different names. The banks may have different names, but the owners in the end are the same people. When they crash the world economy, actually on purpose, part of the chaos they want to bring about, maybe we could get into that, because this Libya thing's all involved in that. And the banks are not allowed to go under because of their greed and because of their corruption. The people, through the governments that are controlled by the same people that control the banks, bail them out. And so the people then end up in tent cities around America, etc., and it's happening all over the place now because of government cutbacks and because of the banks that have been bailed out by the people won't lend fictitious money, as it is, credit to businesses to keep them going. People lose their jobs, can't pay their mortgage, and lose their home. Now, who comes and forecloses the home? The very banks that have caused the problem, and the people whose homes are being taken away have, through the government, bailed them out. Now, if we will take that, what else will we take? If we will take having someone put on a plane without a passport, it seems, to burn his backside in the air over America in a totally blatant staged event, and then along comes Michael Chertoff on all the networks selling full-body scanners to irradiate everyone and take naked pictures of their kids as well as themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And people are lining up and going through those things. If we will take it, we will get more. I was in Ukraine recently, and I was coming through, and they've got full body scanners in Ukraine now.
Well, they're everywhere, dude.
I know, and I said, excuse me, I'm not going through there. Sorry, not having it. And I went round, got the pat down, and all the rest of it. And I actually pointed out, funnily enough, is anybody from the TSA listening, and they should be, then they should realize, too, that when they're standing next to those scanners all day, don't think that they're not being cumulatively radiated as well.
Exactly.
And I was trying to explain that to this guy, and he was saying, yes, I know, we're all worried about it. But I stood there and watched families go through these scanners at Kiev Airport without even thinking about it. And if we will take it, George, they will give it to us. And this is where responsibility comes.
It's like the Pied Piper, David. They just follow along.
Yes, because most people are not actually conscious. And this is not a criticism. They have a lot of reason not to be conscious, because the whole of society, from cradle to grave, is designed to keep them unconscious. But we are multidimensional, infinite consciousness. And if we are in anything approaching that state, the few cannot manipulate the many. No chance. Because you see it. But the whole idea is to pull our point of attention, our point of observation of self and the world into the five senses, so that we are filtering, decoding reality, if you like, and everyday experience and what we see at the lowest level that we can, which is the five senses. And if you look at society, it's all structured to entice, program, and bewilder the five senses. Look at this, taste this, touch this, ooh, listen to this, watch this. And what's happening when people, quote, wake up, is they literally are waking up from a trance state. You know, I went to some hypnotist stage shows when I was researching one of my books, just to observe it, because it's such, not just a symbol and an analogy, it is a mirror of what is collectively happening to us. Sure. As we pass through our lives.
And it is fascinating to watch.
It is fascinating to watch. You've got somebody who is told, is given the belief system, in effect, that the person next to them is naked. And they read reality to fit, because that's what the brain does. And the people in the audience are laughing. Oh, why can't they see it? They're so stupid. Of course they're not naked. But, you know, when people start to wake up from this trance, they then look at people still in the trance and say, why can't they see it? It's so obvious. But when you were in the trance, you couldn't see it either.
You couldn't see it. This is
where the game's played. The game is played in the human mind. It's control of the human mind, individual and collectively, that this whole conspiracy is based upon. And so the key to everything is for us to take our minds back, for us to take our sense of reality back. Instead of buying someone else's package reality, this is what you should believe, this is what you should be seeing, this is what you should think of this. And this is why they're terrified of this awakening, because as more people open their minds and expand their point of observation beyond the five senses, then you start to see the world in a and yourself in a totally different way. Because when you are in what I call body consciousness or body mind consciousness, basically dominated by the five senses, you're not getting inspiration and insight and intuition from the level that you could, so that you can read and observe from that perspective.